The commentary before the second reading mentioned that it was not uncommon for Saint Paul to be criticized. The same might happen to me this morning. You might have noticed hymn number 437 is not listed on the hymn board, On Eagle's Wings. We're not singing it. If we did, we'd have to sing God Bless America. We're going to stay pretty neutral during the Eucharist this morning. If you've ever had the experience of being in a hospital's emergency department or even in its waiting room, you can't help but notice a rather high degree of anxiety and trauma. There's an intensity and urgency that's heard in whispered conversations and seen on people's faces, all of which is being dealt with by professional and caring hospital staff. That image came to mind as I was reading and praying over this morning's gospel. There's an urgency, an intensity in the Gospel of St. Mark. Wherever Jesus goes, he seems to be confronted by a critical condition. Peter's mother-in-law is sick with fever. All who were sick or possessed come to him or are brought to him. He cured many, we are told, who were sick with various diseases. And even when he provides for himself some quiet time early in the morning for prayer, he's found and pursued. Everybody is looking for you. What are you doing here? There's an emergency going on then that can only be resolved by the authority of our Lord's preaching and the power of his presence. While we casually hope that everyone has what we call a nice day, the scripture readings this weekend confront us with the reality that for some people the words of Job express the experiences of their own lives. Because of mental or physical illness, a person might feel miserable. Broken promises, family disagreements, delicate friendships can lead to very restless nights. Dealing with intense grief, the pain of loneliness, the uncertainty about the future can create feelings of fear and sometimes a sense of hopelessness. For some folks, if truth be told, for most of us folks, not every day is a holiday, not every Sunday is super, and not every other day is a fun day. And so God's word and God's presence need to be our source of hope. At one point in Job's life, he felt as if he would never, ever see happiness again. But he does. St. Paul experienced all kinds of hardships too. But in the end, Christ was his source of strength. During times of weakness, Christ was his source of courage during his moments of fear. The gospel, the good news preached by Paul, was experienced by all those people who encountered Jesus in today's gospel. Jesus was their only source of hope for those who were suffering physically, mentally, and spiritually. And in cases where a cure does not take place, Jesus is our companion and our suffering is joined to his. Even when we enter into the reality of death, and we're all going to reach that point at someday in our lives, Christ, because of his passion, death, and resurrection, is our hope for glory and gladness. God's grace is present here as we gather for worship in word and in sacrament. But God's grace is also present and active in the professional care provided by doctors and nursing staff. God's grace is present in the services offered by counselors and therapists. God's grace is present and active in emergency personnel and hospice caregivers. You see, love needs to be expressed. Love needs to be felt. It's difficult to believe in a love, to trust in a love, when it's not experienced for real. Theologically, that's the reason for the incarnation, God becoming flesh. God knows that the human person needs to be touched. The human person needs nearness. And Jesus is the incarnation of God's love. We are members of his body, the church. For some people, we will be the only Jesus they meet. And that's exciting, but it's also humbling and demanding. The emergencies encountered by Jesus still exist. Each one of us, in a variety of ways, with a variety of gifts, is both a patient, a receiver, and a giver, a staff member in God's urgency care. And God is always our reason for hope, and God is the one who has the power to restore our happiness again and again and again.